These kinds of jazz festivals attract a huge crowd. And imagine the number of people and quantity of garbage it involves. Thousands of people at one single concert also means they use and discard thousands of plastic bottles and cups. It also means huge consumption of electricity and hundreds of gallons of gasoline consumed by the people who throng to the festivals. Montreal Jazz Festival officials said that recycling bins had been sprinkled all over the festival site, and that cleanup teams collected recyclables before sweeping up. They also said some 150,000 cups are recycled every year.
We're actually doing that since 1989, that we put bins of trashes and recyclable bins as well. And we have a partnership with Consortium Ecologique, that they are in the site, and they take trashes and they take paper, plastic and everything, so we can in the site take everything off and send them to the north to places to recycle the things. So it's quite a big organization, but if you're willing to, and like people are willing to do it, and now people are more concerned about it, so it's not that hard. It's easier now to do recycling because people are starting to really improve and starting to think about it, so you don't have to convince them, no? It's like people doing it quite naturally, especially young people, of course, that thinking about future, so it's getting well.
However, critics contend the festival is not doing enough. They say being a green event is not just recycling cups and cans. It involves looking at everything consumed, everything bought, everything sold, paper, cups, wood, lights, down to flowers in the dressing room. As the jazz festival was happening, Montreal also held a live earth concert inspired by former Vice President Al Gore's drive to raise awareness about the environment by organizing musical concerts worldwide. The producer of that show told us they had taken every possible step to keep it green.
Let's start from the stage. All this is lead, so it's like 1/4 of the electricity. And if you think that most of your electricity is consumed by light, we are planning to reduce the energy consumption by half. And then all you see, it's a three-way, it's recycling, and it's composting, and then it's, of course, garbage. All the cups are plastic, they're made out of corn. And on top of that, it's going to be $1 for the cup, and $5 for the beer. So it's $6 for the first beer, but if you bring back your cup, it's going to be $5, and the same for soft. And then the nice thing I like about this is because it should be applied to all the events. Water is free.
Organizers of such festivals are also considering a variety of other options, from solar power and natural gas below the site to a hydrogen generator that could provide 200 times the energy needed for such festivals. Ravi Khanna, Voice of America, Montreal.